What up, people? It's your boy Justin Ramos here with another episode of Just a Kid from Brooklyn. How y'all doing? Happy Easter to y'all. Happy post-Easter. By the time I'm recording this, Easter has already passed. Easter was different this year for me. I'm used to being around my family. And as you know, with the COVID-19, we can't be around each other. So what my family did was we did a Easter Sunday service via Zoom. It was about 20 of us on there. I had my camera off because I was looking crazy. I didn't want anybody to see how I was looking. You know, the barber is closed. That's all I got to say. But it was really cool. Two cousins of mine are pastors. So we had a Sunday service via the internets, if you will. It was pretty cool, man. Got to chat it up a little bit. Found out that we actually found two new family members. So shout out to my cousins that we just connected with. That was pretty cool, man. Got to see some people I haven't seen in a while. Cause I got a lot of family that lives down south. So it was cool to connect with the fam. It was pretty chill, Easter, you know. I ain't got no kids, so I don't got to do no Easter egg hunts or color any eggs. I mean, even though I like to do that stuff myself, color the eggs, I ain't hunting for no eggs. This is hard enough hunting for toilet paper. But Easter was chill, you know. As I stated before in my other episodes, previous episodes on the podcast, I started my, you know, movie marathons. I watched all of the Police Academy movies, including Operation Moscow, which is like the sixth or seventh film, which I didn't even know existed until it was on Netflix. I watched all of those films, and it's funny watching those types of films now because you get all the adult jokes that you didn't get as a kid. I highly recommend that you watch the Police Academy films in Spanish because it's even more funny. All the dubbed voices in Spanish. I've done that as a kid in Puerto Rico, and my man, I might not have understood everything that was being said, but what I did understand was hilarious. So I highly recommend that you go watch Police Academy, the entire anthology in Spanish. Even if you don't understand it, just do it. Trust me. I started my and finished my MCU universe films. I watched those in order, in the order that they came out, from Iron Man all the way down. Actually, I did not watch Spider-Man Far From Home. But as far as the main story films, the main storylines, I watched all of those. And, you know, just try to, you try to catch new Easter eggs that you haven't seen before. Not so much an Easter egg, but we have a theory in my house that Nick Fury switched for a Skrull Nick Fury somewhere in the series, most likely in Captain America Civil War. Or even in Captain Marvel, they switched because, as you know, Nick Fury doesn't like cats. And then, you know, they show him, you know, also being in love with cats. So it's just, it's that's one theory. I've also seen some stuff online where there's references to Namor in the Endgame, actually. Because when the blip happened, they talk about, you know, earthquakes underwater as well. And they asked the Wakandans about it. And they said, oh, the best way to deal with that is not to deal with it. That's how we deal with it. And that's an indication that things are being handled underwater. If you know anything about comics, then you know who Namor is. Namor is not only the original mutant, he's the first mutant, and he's Marvel's first character. A lot of people believe Aquaman from DC was first, but Namor is the first. It's not said how they're going to integrate Namor into the films. There's rumors that he may appear in Black Panther 2. There's even a like a mock poster with a Triton and also Black Panther's logo. So it indicates that Namor may show up in the series. I hope he does because Namor is one of my favorites. Captain America is my all-time favorite because Cap's just a badass superhero. And Wolverine is up there too because Wolverine just don't give a fuck. but it was cool rewatching all those movies because, you know, there's things you didn't catch before that you catch the more you watch it. And those films are filled with Easter eggs, so you got to really pay attention. Even like in Iron Man 2, Cap's shield shows up, and it's in one of Tony's crates when he resigns as CEO of Stark Industries. And he's back at the house, and he's building the new element. He's creating a new element, and he has the shield to hold up and balance one of the pipes that he's using in his work. So, you know, it's things like that you don't catch. I also started, what else did I start? The next marathon I started. Lethal Weapon. I got up to Lethal Weapon 3, fell asleep on majority of that film, but it's cool to rewatch those, the Lethal Weapon films. Actually, they're thinking about, rumor has it is that Lethal Weapon 5 is greenlit. I don't know if these guys are going to show up in wheelchairs in this film, because Danny Glover and Mel Gibson are old as hell, but I'm here for it. I like when the old guys reprise their roles. I mean, look, Rambo just released last year. I just seen that movie, Rambo Last Blood. That movie was gory, like super gory. You got an old ass Sylvester Stallone beating the shit out of people. He's more swole than all of the younger guys in the film. Yeah, I mean, Sly is still on roids. He's all roided up. He's pulling out people's collarbones and getting stabbed up. It was just nuts. Just an insane, gory film. The last two Rambo movies were, like, really, really gory, though. Way more gory than the ones from the 80s and early 90s. The early 90s, when he goes... Where was that Rambo? That was when he went to, like, somewhere in the Middle East. I think it was, like, Iraq or Afghanistan or something like that back in the days. That was a real cheesy one, but the first two and the last two most recent editions, I think, were pretty good. So, you know, it's the never-ending battle of old action stars that won't go away. I mean, Sly and Schwarzenegger still battle until this day. That rivalry is real. The battle of the last action heroes, so to speak. Been playing a lot of video games. I most recently got Dragon Ball Z Kakarot, which is dope. It's like a RPG slash fighter slash open world Dragon Ball Z game. And it takes you through the origin story, pretty much the origin story of Goku. What was that? I'm stuck on Raditz battle because I got to power up his experience so I could beat Raditz. Like every time I'm close to beating him, he just comes out of nowhere with like this crazy amount of specials and just completely demolishes me. I am also getting into the, Call of Duty. So I got an older game that interested me, which was Call of Duty World War II. So I've been playing that a lot lately. That's pretty dope. I got Game Pass for Xbox. So I've been playing Bleeding Edge. I just got into that. It's like a fighting game, sort of open world platform type game. And then I got World War Z, which is awesome. It's a zombie apocalypse game. That game is insane. Like, if you remember the movie or might even have read the books, then you know what I'm talking about. It's a good game, especially if you're into like zombie games, shooters, third-person shooters. It's pretty cool. I haven't tried it online yet, but I plan on it. I do plan on getting that online and getting into it. I don't really like to play online with people I don't know, though, because You get them asshole racist kids from middle America, white America, that yelling all these racial slurs and cursing up a storm. Little bastards. Oh, man. Some other, back to the movie, some other films that I've seen recently that I recommend, highly recommend, should check out Honey Boy. It's an autobiography of Shia LaBeouf. It's really, really good. He plays his father in that film. And it follows him from Pete. What was that show called? No, not Pete and Pete. Oh, man, I forgot the name of the movie right now. The name of the show that used to be on Nickelodeon. But yeah, it tells his life story. From his, he was a childhood actor. Oh, Even Stevens, there it goes. Even Stevens on the Disney Channel from back in the days. And it follows him all the way up to his most current, present day, basically. It's a dope film. It's an indie film that he, produced. I believe he directed it too. I know he wrote it. But it was an awesome film. And then he has another indie film that he's co-starring in with a first-time actor, an actor with Down syndrome, who in the movie plays an actor with Down syndrome. It's called Peanut Butter Falcon. That is an awesome film. Very, very good. Very well done. It's a drama, but it's got some comedy qualities in there. It's a pretty, pretty, pretty dope film. I liked it. I saw it on my Fire Stick because that's how we do in Brooklyn. Got the Fire Stick, you know, with all of the stuff on it, all the movies, all the TV shows for free 99. What else is another film I saw recently? Oh, Troop Zero with what is her name? I'm drawing a blank on her name right now. But Troop Zero is a film about Girl Scouts in the South. It's very funny, very, very hilarious movie. Starring Viola Davis. There you go, Viola Davis and Jim Gaffigan is in it. Allison Janney's in it. Mike Epps is in it. It's a dope movie. Makena Grace is the main star. She plays the little girl, the lead in the film. That's a hilarious comedy. I recommend if you have Amazon Prime. It's a dope film. I think you guys would enjoy it. I enjoyed it. It's very, very funny to me. SNL did a return to television this week. They did a SNL from home. SNL at home episode. That was really cool. All of the cast members basically created skits within their own homes. Pete Davis, shout out to Pete Davis, a good brother from New York. I had the pleasure of working with him in the past. He's doing his thing. I got to check out his new special that he released a couple weeks ago on Netflix. He did a really funny skit from his house where he was mimicking a Drake video. Yo, it was hilarious. Hilarious. Tom Hanks was the host from home. So he, basically they had cameras set up in their homes and they were doing skits. They did a really, 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 really creative Zoom work from home on Zoom skit, which I thought was hysterical because one of the characters was getting undressed while everyone's camera was on. Yo, it was so funny. I think, you know, SNL taking a 3-week break and then coming back with something like this during COVID was just awesome. I thought it was very creative. I know a lot of people are hating on it, but, you know, I thought it was a well-written episode. I thought it was very creative. Less sometimes is more. I know you don't have the audience, but the creativity is still there. And, you know, I think, like I said a couple episodes ago, I think SNL's best time is right now to thrive. I mean, look at the WWE. they just went back to being live television, because now the governor of Florida made them an essential service. So they're basically considered to be like supermarkets and hospitals and restaurants and bars that are still servicing the people. And pretty much, because we all know WWE is the cash cow out there in Orlando. So plus it's the only sport-like event in town, so they're not going to cancel WWE. Last night's Raw probably was the best in a while since it was live. There's not a lot of old footage that they've been showing. Like, that was killing me. Just 4 weeks of old footage, a new match, old footage, new match, old footage. Like, that was so annoying. So to see a live show, even though the crowd isn't there, it's nice to have a live show that you know they you know, thought about. Even if they're filming it from the afternoon and airing it later that night, it's better than having something that's 2 to 3 weeks old and then trying to push it off as new, like they did with WrestleMania. Not saying it was a bad WrestleMania, but we like new stuff. We spoiled. We need new things. We need new things. So AEW, y'all need to get back on the live trail, son. Y'all got billionaires behind you. Tell Tony Khan, call the governor, make it an essential. An essential business for AEW. Put that petition in and get back to it. Because if Vince is going live, I don't know how you're going to do this Wednesday as far as ratings go. I'll tune in to both shows, NXT and AEW Dynamite. But I'm just saying, you need to step that shit up, son. Because we all know when Vince is his back is against the wall, he goes into overdrive. Can't do nothing about it. But just watch and learn. Wrestling is going good, man. This being in a house is boring, though, I tell you that much. It really, really is. It's a lot of time in the house. A lot of time on the couch. Feel like I'm headlining the couch every night. It's getting a little irritating. What you got is video games, music, television, movies, and food, and your significant other, if you have one. Some of my friends going crazy because they're single. That's your problem. You better buy a toy or do something. Anyway, we're getting a little non-PG. Not that it matters, but we're all adults here. Nah, man, I just wanted to check in with you guys, you know, drop a quick episode, trying to drop more episodes than just dropping once a week. So I'll probably drop another episode later this week. Excuse me, had a little hiccup. Grown folks still getting hiccups. But, yeah, man, it's just gonna start looking through some old comedy clips and posting those on my social media, because I think now is a good time to go viral. A lot of people at home, so the same way SNL can stay creative, so can a comedian or any form of entertainer in the world. You know, just, even if it's old, post it. Get them numbers up, because we all know it's a numbers game. So I've been looking through some clips. I'm going to start posting them and putting some ad space online. And, you know, coming up with some new stuff, putting it out. Keep doing this podcast, putting it out. I'm receiving some, you know, positive feedback about the podcast. So I appreciate y'all who are listening to the show, sharing it, you know, giving it that 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Just know this show is everywhere. It's on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker. It's also on Radio Public and Pocket Cast, and also live on Anchor, like right now, literally. So keep sharing the show. This has been another episode of Just a Kid from Brooklyn, live in my bathroom studio, the best acoustics. It's your boy, Justin Ramos. Remember to like, share, subscribe to the show, follow the show. listen on all the platforms available. And yeah, man, just keep listening to the show. I'll keep putting out the content. Holla at me on social medias. I'm at Justin the Comic. If you want to play me an Xbox and get your ass whooped, let me know. That's also at Justin the Comic. Stay tuned for more episodes, guys. Be safe out there. Remember, wash your ass, wash your hands, and stay the fuck in your house.